Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us, to guide us during these times of accelerating energy and ascension in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And blessings on this day of the goddess and blessings in this new lunar cycle, this new lunar new year we're going into. This episode is all about the lunar cycle of Tishrei and the new lunar year, Rosh Hashanah, that we're going into. And it's important to remember, number one, that this is a high holy day that Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, those of the Christ Magdala lineage would have celebrated. And while it is not the solar new year, and it's not the earthly new year, which is in the springtime, it is an important time of renewal. And it is the renewal during this time with the lunar new year, it is the renewal of our spiritual self, our emotions, our inner world. Because remember, the lunar cycles, the moon, have to do with our soul incarnated in our body. They have to do with our emotions, with our intuition, with our mission, with our purpose. So while the solar new year has to do with our outward expression, the lunar new year has to do with our inward. What is this transformation we are going through? How are we rebirthing ourselves? So it's important to take this into account, as we don't have to go by one tradition or another. We can merge all of these traditions, which is actually what the great mystics did. They not only followed the solar cycle, they followed the lunar cycles, and they followed the earthly cycles. So it's very beautiful that we are able to reconnect with this ancient wisdom during this time. So as I go into this energy, let's remember I approach this from a Kabbalistic perspective, from a perspective of creation, of the understanding the energies so we know how to work with them, not from a fatalistic destiny standpoint that, you know, everything that is external dictates your internal. No, that is what would be called worshiping an idol when we give our power away to something external. It behooves us, it's important for us to understand these energies, because when we can understand the cosmic energies, the earthly energies, the rhythm of the week, the energy of our own being, we can better understand how we can navigate these times and how we can more readily connect to the divine, allow ourselves to deepen our relationship with divine presence, Alaha, divine mother, father, with our soul. Because remember, our soul is not just a spark that is in this physical body, it's a spark that is above us, in a sense, that we are striving to incarnate more and more fully with every action we take, with every thought, with every word, with every meditation we do. It is a process. It is a process of spiritual awakening, but it's actually deeper than an awakening. It's a process of spiritual embodiment, of embodying our true essence, which is why in the beginning I say the purpose of these podcast episodes and the sound activations are to help us remember, are to help us integrate, are to help us embody our true soul essence. With that little introduction as to how we approach this cycle and these energies, we don't let them rule us, we understand them so we can harness them and allow them to elevate us, allow them to fine-tune our connection to the divine presence, Shekhinah, Holy Spirit, whatever we want to call it. It is that higher emanation of the divine, the divine presence that we can feel, because there is also the divine presence that us in our human physical experience cannot comprehend. So the Shekhinah is that bridge. The Holy Spirit is that bridge. This new moon is happening on the afternoon of the 21st, Sunday, September 21st, 3:54, depending on who you look at, Eastern Standard, 12:53 on the Pacific West Coast, and 9:53 in the evening, Central European Time. And it is happening at 29 degrees of Virgo. It is an anaretic degree. It is a critical degree. And I'm going to explain why, because first we're going to dive into the numerology. And I do also want to say, so that even though the moon is in Virgo, we're going into the lunar cycle of Tishrei, which is the lunar cycle of Libra. Don't get confused. Don't let your brain get scrambled. It's okay. We're going to go through this. 29 degrees. Let's start with the numerology of this cycle. 29 degrees is the last and final degree before we enter a new degree. Okay? 29 is a powerful point of inflection, and it is the most potent point of that sign's energy. In this case, it is the sign of Virgo. And it is a sign, it is a point of major change, major transformation, intense life-changing themes. And in this case, because it is in the sign of Virgo, it has to do with our health, it has to do with our well-being, it has to do with our body, our physicality. It has to do also with our spiritual practices, our daily habits, because our daily habits are what set the tone for our physicality. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, all of that matter. And remember, Virgo is the high priestess. Virgo is about purifying, refining your energy so you can begin a new phase. So it's very apt that Virgo is the month of Elul, is the month before the lunar new year, before Tishrei, because we want to cleanse and purify. And since this rolls out on Friday, we have ample time, if we haven't already been doing clearing and actually allowing ourselves to let go and shed the layers, we have that opportunity before the new moon on Sunday to start the clearing, get that process going. So the 2 days that I want you to pay attention to, because Rosh Hashanah, the new year, begins on the evening of the 22nd and goes through the evening of the 24th. 22nd evening, 23rd, until the evening of the 24th. These are 48 hours where it is very important to be mindful of our words and our thoughts, because this is the beginning of the year. This is where we're seeding and where we are basically. This, the energy we create is the energy that we will be drawing from for this entire cycle. Not just for the lunar month, for the whole year. So we want to basically be doing the inner work, the fine-tuning, the realigning, the reassessment, in order for us to step into this new phase in a higher, more elevated, more aligned manner. So 29, very powerful. It's a number of completion. And again, our daily habits set the frequency, the energy, because they imprint themselves. What we do, what we think, what we say imprints itself in our energy field. And our energy field then goes off and starts interacting with the external world and drawing energies that are similar. And during this time, particularly, it's a solar eclipse. It's a solar eclipse. It is a powerful time of deep, profound change, quick change. I wouldn't set any intentions just yet, but I would allow yourself to liberate whatever it is that we need to clear. And I will be sharing 2 videos on YouTube, one to sound activation with a mantra to liberate, and then the next one will be a practice for the lunar cycle of Tishrei, which has to do with healing the heart. So So if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I highly recommend that you do, because I often share videos on the energies. I can actually go into a little bit more detail in terms of practices, mantras, and sound than I can on platforms such as Instagram, which I'm also on. So you can also follow me there too. Enough for that little plug, but let's get back into the numerology of this. So 29, we started with the 29. 29 becomes the number 11. So there's actually layers of mysticism to this lunar cycle. There's the 29, which is completion, major change, transformation, anaretic degree, critical point. This is the breaking point. It is when we decide the path and the trajectory that we are going, 29. Then we come to the 11, and how apt. Of course, as we come to the 11, it's 11 minutes into this. 11 is vibration. It is frequency. It is the birth canal. It is the frequency, the vibration that underpins our reality. It represents the interconnectedness, so we can know how interconnected we are with everything around us, with everyone around us. There is no separation. Separation is an illusion. 11 is the awakening of ourselves into our true cosmic essence, that we are cosmic co-creators, manifestors of our experience. That is our true self. 11 has to do with the power of the word, and we're going to get back into that when I go into the Aramaic frequencies for this month. So it's the power of the word, sound frequency, the sound current that creates the world. It is the light body, and it is also brings a lot of tests, a lot of dark nights of the soul, because when we have a dark night of the soul, what happens is we are confronted face to face with something that is begging to be healed. It's begging to be integrated. It's begging to bring you back into wholeness. So I know that it may be uncomfortable, it may be challenging, it may be very difficult, but whatever is coming up, whatever fears, whatever doubts, whatever is triggering you, all of that is here to serve the further expansion, evolution, embodiment of your soul, of your higher energy. So 11. 11 is the light body. 11 is also the sefirot that is the da'at. And it is a hidden sefirot. And it is said in the book of Sohar, the book of Slender, which is a Kabbalistic text, that the divine God, goddess, created light, but then saw that light was too strong for creation. So it hid a portion of this light. And this is why this sefirot is hidden. So there are 10 sefirots that we activate every single time that we do the sound activation. I go through them. Those sefirots, when they are all fully activated, they activate the hidden, the unseen sefirot. The 11 is the birth canal through which we birth the unseen into the seen. We're able to connect with the cosmic reality, our true nature, our oneness, knowing that that frequency, when we connect to it, that is what is revealing the unseen into the seen, the material, the immaterial into the material realms. I know that there are some very interesting characters out there that talk about how, you know, energy centers were hidden or energy centers were taken from humanity. Nothing was taken from us. Everything is there. It's a matter of peeling away the layers, the illusion, disrobing ourselves of the false identities, the programs, the patterning, in order to reveal the infinite light that is already within us. It's already there. There is nothing other than alignment that brings us into this understanding. Nothing but wisdom, and nothing but shedding the layers of ego, because all of those boundaries, the layers, the boundaries that keep us separate. That's what I'm talking about when I'm speaking of these boundaries. All of those labels all of those, you know, names and categories we have for ourselves, all of those like stuff that we hashtag ourselves with, all of that is an illusion. When we strip, it is an illusion of the ego. When we strip away the layers of ego, we come into the humility of the infinite part of us. Because when we know that we are infinite, that knowing comes from a deep humility, because in that humility, we see our oneness with everything and everyone, and we stop seeing one another as the enemy. We stop seeing one another as other, as right or wrong, as left or right, you know, whatever. Pick your whatevers. But then it goes deeper than just the 29 and the 11. The 11 boils down to the 2. The 2 is the number of duality, but duality coming into unity. 2 is about creating space. It is about receptivity. It is about connection. It is about the longing to belong, to be in union with the divine. It is about the sacred relationship with the divine. The 2 is the invitation to embody the divine feminine presence. It is the invitation into a deeper sacred relationship with the divine. It is merging and transcending duality, the birthing and rebirthing into something new. It is the chokhmah, the wisdom. And it is said that in order for us to receive wisdom, again, we have to let go of the ego, which is what we've been working on this entire Virgo lunar cycle, breaking down the layers of ego, transcending it, alchemizing it, in order for us to embody more of our light. This is the lunar cycle of Tishrei. Tishrei is Libra, ruled by Venus. The Aramaic Hebrew frequency Bay created Venus, and Lamed created Libra. It is the sign of partnerships, of merging, of combining, harmonizing energies. It is the we. The polarity is Aries. So it's important to remember, because where Aries is about the I, it is about individualistic, moving forward. In some ways, it can be very headstrong and very, you know, forward moving masculine energy. Libra is feminine. Libra is about combining, unifying, harmonizing, balancing, creating justice, creating order out of chaos. Spiritual harmony and beauty and the law of Nukhra, the law of light, are the themes for this month. Libra is the balance within creation. It brings all things, all experiences into equilibrium. And all of these experiences, like I'm reminded of, I'm reminded of the Egyptian goddess Maat. She has 42 principles, but she is the one that balances the scales. She is the one that at the end of our lives, our heart is weighed up against the feather of Maat. And if our life was good, if we created harmony and balance and beauty and grace and lived love, then we were granted entrance into the afterworld, into the afterlife. But if we weren't, it was said that your heart would be devoured by a beast. I find these myths very interesting, because the purpose of these myths are to guide humanity into a deeper state of awareness, into a greater sense of consciousness and responsibility for what we are creating, because there's always balance that will be struck. So when the scales are weighed, we come into utilizing our discernment to keep what is necessary, what we need, and to let go and liberate what no longer serves us. I know that, especially if you're a Cancer like me, other signs are a little stubborn. Taurus, Virgos can be a little stubborn. Basically, if you're an earth sign or a Cancer, can't remember off the top of my head a few of the other ones, but you know who you are. If you tend to hold on to things, even though it's like out of nostalgia or out of like comfort because it's your routine, this is what this energy of Libra, of seeking the balance, is breaking us out of. It is breaking us out of that habit of just choosing things because they're comfortable. No, it is time to get uncomfortable. If you're not uncomfortable, you're not doing the work. It's time to get uncomfortable if you're not already uncomfortable. I know I am very uncomfortable with this. We are being asked to employ discernment, our ability to discern, to discriminate between right, wrong, between what is conducive to our growth and our expansion, and what is hindering that. What is keeping us small, repressed, enslaved, ensnared, controlled, and manipulated by the external? Because remember, this can be a time where we're going inwards, but we could be going inwards out of fear. We could be going inwards because we don't want to deal with the changes that have to be made. And if we're going inwards as a reaction to something external, it's not an organic inwardness. An organic inwardness invites us to go within with the full awareness that we have to take the wisdom we receive and take action on it. It's not just about staying in the floaty cosmic womb, the higher ethers, and not actually doing something, because we are human, incarnated in human form in order to co-create this experience. It's not just about airy-fairy, ungrounded spirituality. Let's get into Venus. Venus created Libra, and Venus rules Taurus and Libra. And Venus is about, in the Western world, it's more like love, sex, beauty, money. It's deeper. Venus is about harmony. Venus is about creating that balancing of the masculine assertiveness and the feminine intuitive inwardness. It's balancing and harmonizing the energies that allow us to go inwards in order to receive and be open and take those energies and balance and harmonize them with the external, with action. Venus opens the heart. Venus opens the mind. It unifies the heart and the mind in order for us to shift away from just being instinctual creatures, reactive creatures, into employing our intellect and our logic, employing common sense in many ways. Venus brings magnetic attraction. It is the perfect balance between spirit, matter, soul, body, the unseen and the seen. So Venus is an energy that it's a hava. It's love in service, love in action. Love, it's not just like an airy-fairy, floaty concept that, oh, we must love each other. No, we must actually have the discipline, the wisdom, the discernment to move in love. To have our thoughts, our words, our actions be in alignment with the energy of divine love. For us to express in this energy of love, to move in love, to speak in love. And it's not always possible for us to do that, I get it. And I'm right there with you. So it's not about judging ourselves or nitpicking or saying, well, you know, on Tuesday at 2:03 you were, you know, cursing out the person in front of you in, you know, car because they didn't know how to drive. It's not about that judgment. It's about knowing we're human. We are not always right. We are not always in alignment with the law of love, with the law of light. However, every day, every moment, we are striving to come into deeper alignment with this infinite oneness that we are, with the embodiment of love, with expressing love and oneness through our being. I mentioned that Libra was created by Lamed, and Lamed is the whip. Lamed is linked to everything that is regarding everything that has to do with the clearing away, because it's a whip, so it whips away evil from our experience, but it is the spiritual comprehension of morality. We as human beings can get stuck on what is moral, what is immoral, what is right, what is wrong, based on what has come down through us, either through family, through lineage, through religion, through whatever. But ultimately, there is a higher law. There is a higher wisdom that has not been distorted by language. It has not been distorted by time. It has not been distorted by mistranslation of certain texts. It is actually truth, because it teaches you how to trust your own intuition, how to come into deeper alignment and union and cultivate your sacred relationship with the divine, so you know how to create balance and harmony in your life. That is something that is very unique and individual to every one of us. And yet it's universal. It's universal because when we are actively working on our inner world, we don't have the time for bullshit. We don't have the time to be looking and judging and shaming and guilting other people for how they are living, because it's not our business. It's not our business to judge others, to shame them. It's not our business. Our work is to come into deeper alignment and to shine that light, to be able to hold as much light as you can so you can expand the light in our world. You can expand creation. You can expand beauty and grace and harmony and union. All of these are very important concepts and very important embodiment, very important to embody in order for us to share. Because there are many people that go about life just wanting to receive and receive and receive and receive. They're vessels, but they don't know what they're vessels for. They don't know why they're vessels for that. They just have this insatiable appetite for receiving wisdom, receiving information, you know, and for using that, or I should say misusing that, misrepresenting that, in order to make themselves feel better. Oh, look how spiritual I am. I've been to Bali I don't know how many times. You know, I'm so awakened because, you know, I behave in this manner. No, the moment that we are using our practice and our spirituality to separate ourselves from another person and to use it to judge that other person because they're somehow not as spiritual as us, not as evolved, not as conscious, not as awake, whatever, we're automatically falling into the trap of the ego, of the lesser self, and we are allowing ourselves to be manipulated and giving our power, not just allowing ourselves to be manipulated, we are giving our power away to something external. Whenever we are judging someone as less than or more than, because it goes both ways, we are lessening the light of creation and we are creating a separation from our own light and our own oneness. Lamed is the archetype of teaching, of purpose, of strength, of beauty. It is the heart behind understanding and compassion. Living life with deep compassion and reverence. With an eye for creating harmony, for creating, for embodying spiritual beauty, because that's one of the attributes of Libra. It's that inner beauty, that inner radiance. It's not about the trappings of the physical world. It's about the heart. It is about your heart and how it's expressing in the world. Bay is the Aramaic Hebrew letter that created Venus, and it is related to speech, to silence, to devotion. It is a symbol of divine manifestation, because it is said that it is, well, actually is written, that God created the world by speaking it into existence. So it is the power of our word. Our word creates our reality. It's the vibrational frequencies that attune us to either lower frequencies, higher frequencies, doesn't matter what they are, but it attunes us to certain frequencies, like the dial on a radio, or like the dial on a, in your car. You can attune to different stations by turning the knob. Maybe some millennials won't get this, but I'm hoping that you do. But it is important for us to know that we are constantly creating worlds through our words. So Pe is the power of the word. It is having the self-awareness and taking responsibility for that which you are creating. And you don't have to be 100% all the time. We just have to be kind and compassionate enough to do our best in every moment. So this is the month, Tishrei is the month to connect to the divine. It is the month to be inspired, to become more fulfilled and more in tune with our true essence, with our true self. It is the month to create harmony, to strive for balance. And remember that not everything will be balanced all the time. It's about the process. That's it. It's about the process of coming into alignment. It's not about being 100% aligned all the time. No, it is knowing, okay, this is what I need in this moment, and adjusting, being willing to change and to adjust as we move forward. Very, very important. We have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to take action. We have to be willing to open ourselves to receive and to align. If we don't, then what are we doing? It's important to really allow ourselves to come back into our alignment and to adjust as needed. So the astrology for this cycle is also quite interesting, because there's a trine between the conjunction of the Sun, the Moon, and Mercury. This is pretty wild. With Uranus retrograde in Gemini and Pluto retrograde in Aquarius. So there's a lot of harmonious energy, and then there's a lot of volatile energy. Volatile energy because of the eclipse and the oppositions, but harmonious energy because of this trine. Trines are pathways through which energy flows more easily. They are in your natal chart. When you have a trine, it's because you've mastered those energies. In my case, I have a grand trine, so I've mastered the earth energies, apparently. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but according to my natal chart, I know how to be physical, which is a good thing. So this energy, it is the Sun, the Moon, and Mercury in a conjunction, 29 degrees of Virgo and 5 degrees of Libra. In essence, conjunctions are about the merging of energies. So we are merging the inner, the outer world, and our expression of our inner and outer world, the mind. We are merging all of those aspects, the mental, the emotional, the physical, the inner, the outer, the expressed. Powerful energy, and it's in opposition to our friends, Saturn and Neptune. During this time, we are being challenged. We are being shown a lot. The proverbial wool that has been placed over our eyes is basically being stripped away. And it is important for it to be stripped away because we must liberate ourselves of old, outdated patterns, behaviors, karmas, limiting beliefs, all that has kept us small, confined, and easily manipulated. All of that, it's time to let it go. This is a time of rapid change and transformation, of spiritual death and rebirth. It is a time of tremendous growth if we give ourselves that opportunity on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. Communication is being highlighted, liberation of thought patterns, expressing and voicing our mission and purpose, and the way that we think is being challenged. And what I want to say about this is you are not your belief system. The problem we have in our society nowadays, especially with the assassination of Charlie Kirk and him being shot in the throat chakra. If that is in spiritual warfare and then replaying that so it gets into our psyche, that if we voice a thought out of alignment with whatever the powers, external powers, want there to be expressed, then we're going to be offed. This is not a good thing. But being aware of that pattern playing out in the collective is important. Because when we associate ourselves, our actual being, with a belief system, with a religion, with family, with a social, socioeconomic, whatever, when we associate our sense of self with something that is external, what happens is when any time someone voices a dissenting opinion, has a different frame of mind, a different way of operating, a different way of being, all of a sudden we feel attacked. We feel that ourselves, our being, is under attack, and we go into fight mode. We go into flight mode. We basically get triggered and, you know, make stupid decisions like offing someone. This is what happens. Because our sense of identity is so ensnared with something that is not even real. Why do I say it's not real? It's not real because it is a construct of this physical world. And as a construct, it can easily be dissolved. It can go away tomorrow, just like that bullshit Latinx nonsense. Sorry, I get a little heated about this. It's Latinos. I don't care. I don't care if that's socio-politically, whatever, incorrect. I don't care. Because you don't get to decide in your own little tribunal what a whole group of people is or isn't. Let them decide. Let them decide who they are or what they are, what they believe in. I don't know any Latinos who go by that nonsense. Because it is nonsense. It's a label. It's an additional label where we need to be stripping away the labels. It's an additional label of nonsense that doesn't actually mean anything. Because if you actually know your history, if you know the language that is called Spanish Castellano, you know very well that the language has masculine and feminine. Which means the language is already a language of duality. You can't make something up just to make yourself feel better. I mean, you can, but it doesn't make it true. And this is where we need to use our discernment and our wisdom to differentiate between our belief systems and whether they are truly in alignment with our expansion, with our growth, with unity, with love, with peace, with harmony. Or are they simply band-aids and labels that we use to make ourselves feel better, but they don't actually hold weight and they don't actually hold truth, because they don't. You are not your gender. You are not the money in the bank. You are not your occupation, your educational level. You are not your religion. You are not your ethnicity. You are not even your body. You are not any of those things. Those are simply trappings that we take on in effort to expand and embody more of our soul. That's all they are. We are not meant to be categorizing ourselves, to divide ourselves further, to separate ourselves further from our oneness, from our interconnectedness to all of life, to one another, to the earth, to the cosmos. That's all those labels do. All they do is create separation and division when we should be uniting, when we should be creating harmony, when we should be focusing on being and embodying unconditional love, nurturing that infinite connection to the divine, and knowing that we are all aspects of this divine essence. Whether we like how someone expresses or we don't, that is irrelevant. That is simply a construct of this world, of our upbringing, of our socioeconomic group, of our education, whatever. It's all a construct. And we are supposed to be breaking down these constructs. We are supposed to be seeing through the illusions that have kept us in this hamster wheel, replaying the same scenarios, sending our children off to war, eating crap food because it's the latest thing. Oh, you know, this beyond nonsense. No, eat real food. If your grandmother or great-grandmother would not have recognized it as food, I would suggest you don't eat it because your body was not made in a lab. So this is what this Tishrei cycle is bringing us to. Actually weighing our experiences, our words, our thoughts, utilizing discernment, our wisdom, to humbly seek out the truth and what is in alignment with the light, what is in alignment with our soul, what is in alignment with our expansion, and letting go of what is not. And it doesn't mean that we don't appreciate what has been. It doesn't mean we, you know, cut people out of our lives, which is another dumb thing we've done as a humanity, simply because people don't agree with us 100%. Another dumb thing we do. But bringing ourselves into wholeness is what brings ourselves into union with the external, with our brothers and sisters, with our families. It allows us to create harmony. Doesn't mean everything is going to be rosy and peachy and everything's going to be rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns. No. Clearly, there does need to be some discernment when it comes to setting healthy boundaries, boundaries that keep your integrity intact and still keep us in union. There is a way to harmonize. And remember, Libra, all about that balance, that creating the right alignment between seemingly opposing energies. So it's a very challenging energy, but through this challenge, through this intensity of energy, if we allow the ego, the lesser self, to be stripped away from us, if we step into the higher octave of our mission and purpose with trust, with faith, with surrender, we will come into a deeper manifestation, a deeper relationship with the divine, a deeper embodiment of our soul. And that is what we are here to do during this cycle. We are here to come into deeper alignment and union with the divine and to be able to hold and share more light, because we can just be the vessel and greedy for the light, but doing nothing with it. And if we are actually doing nothing with what we are receiving, then we're not actually living in alignment with creation. Because creation is always creating, it's always expanding, it's always growing, it's always evolving. So the more that we try to keep ourselves contained and small and just receive, 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 it's not just greedy, it's not serving the expansion of creation. And we are here to serve, to contribute L'chaim, blessings in this Rosh Hashanah portal, this new year. Allow this time to really strengthen your resolve to go within, to clear what needs to be cleared, and to step into your higher self, the embodiment of your purpose, of your mission, of your light, and sharing that light with the world in whatever way, because in some ways it might just be a smile, it might just be a kind word. It doesn't have to be anything major. I know sometimes we like to think that go big or go home. No. It's the little things. It's the little things that we do every day that cement the frequency of love in our field and allow us to radiate and share this love. It's the little things. It is how you speak to yourself about yourself in your head. It is how you speak to one another. It's the little things that matter. Have a blessed, blessed new moon, blessed Rosh Hashanah. I will be sharing a mantra, Inana Asuyot Leba, in a movement meditation for this. And I think it's going to be beautiful. So stay tuned. If you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I encourage you to do so. Don't forget to listen to the sound activation that is the companion for this episode, as well as in Atlanta, I will be having another sound activation November 5th. All of that is linked below. So save the date. And of course, if you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to me. You can head over to my website, sophianiccreation.com, which on the 22nd is going to be brand new. So I do highly encourage you to check out the new website, 22nd of September. So if you're listening to this on the 19th, the new website has not been unveiled yet, the 22nd. So just bear with me, 22nd of September, mark it in your calendar. It's a beautiful website designed by Eos, and she's just a wonderful designer. So I'm so excited to actually have a portal, because websites are a portal, that actually is more reflective of my energy and who I am. So I do hope that you guys feel my energy through it. And so head over to my YouTube. If you want to follow me on Instagram, connect with me on Instagram at Embodying the Shekhinah, at Audia Lara. And with that, have a blessed day of the goddess, a blessed new lunar cycle of Tishrei, a blessed Rosh Hashanah. Ahava. Blessings.